recently, Trinidad James said Atlanta runs New York. He had a rant in New York, in the city of New York, to a crowd. He was brought there by Converse to perform in the show.
I was gonna say, what was the venue? I can't remember the venue.
Yeah, it was doing something for Converse, you know, that helped put his shoe game on 30 mil. He just had this rant for whatever reason, and I don't know what provoked it. I don't know why he said it. Some people speculate that the crowd he was performing in front of were not really giving a lot of energy back, so he caught feelings. So, you know, he decided he wanted to go on a tirade and say, you know, Atlanta runs New York. And you heard the video, right?
Yeah.
You can hear him walking that way, and you're like, oh man. But he kind of, he stepped so far out there, he couldn't come back.
He couldn't come back.
And I'm surprised he even got out of the building, because this motherfucker
with him? You agree or disagree with him?
I don't know. I don't agree with what he said.
Word.
Atlanta runs New York.
But that's not what he said. See, you mixed messages.
That's what he said. He did say that.
He said it in a way like
I'm thinking he was.
It was
meaning,
part of what he was
I'm
saying.
I'm thinking he was meaning maybe New York radio. Probably he was.
Yeah.
He didn't say that though.
He said we run y'all musically. That's what he said.
And I think that's kind of true.
You can't get mad at that.
ASAP Ferg got a song called Trap Lord, like, you know, that's a New York, what's the Harlem, that's a Harlem dude, and he had southern type beats that's popular in New York.
Yeah, that trap phrase,
you can't really get mad at that right there though.
Isn't that what commercial radio is now? Is it not the Atlanta sound? Is that not what dominates radio from New York to LA?
I think y'all got caught up in the cleanup. Because he tried to clean that shit up after he said it. Yeah,
he tried to.
Because everybody.
After Manio caught it.
Manio?
How you say his name?
Mano.
Mano?
Just think about it, M-A-N-O. Just Mano. Act like the I ain't there. No I in Mano.
Okay, Mano.
There you go.
I don't listen to his music anyway.
So I don't either. I know that man's name though.
Manio. And I think people were kind of maybe okay with what he said, but I think what Mano was saying was like he was trying to be hard with it, but Trinidad James has been on that shit for a minute now. Like, if you got a problem with me, with what I say, come see me or call me.
Look, it's not even about the what he said. The thing about it is, you can't go into somebody else's house and criticize their house. You just can't do that. I cannot go into your house and be like, dude, this is some shitty wall color. You need a different color on your walls. You just don't do that. Even if it's true. Even if everything that he said is true, you don't do that. It's disrespectful.
Very.
It's not like he's walking in there saying, fuck New York, but at the same time, you can take it that way.
Kinda.
Fuck your house. Fuck your crown molding. Fuck your windows. Fuck that TV you got.
Look at that front porch is ass.
Because if he
what?
The front porch is ass.
Because if he just said that,
he was confused, man.
He was going along with your analogy.
Oh, the front porch is ass. I thought you said you should front porch his ass.
I'm saying, but yeah, Mike right though. Like, if he would have did that, like in Chicago or Detroit or something,
or Atlanta,
he wouldn't have left. He wouldn't have left that stage. I mean, saw what happened to Trick Daddy. Trick got in his ass right before he even left the stage. So,
So was Mano like the Trick of New York?
Because if he was, Trinidad James would have got fucked up on spot right
Mano
there.
Mano wasn't there. He heard about it later. He was asking New York dudes, why the fuck did you guys let him happen?
On the phone call. Yep, he did say that. Yep.
So, it wasn't Mano's fault. I really believe if Mano was there, he would have stepped to him right then and there.
Not even got on stage or wherever.
Yeah. No.
He would have been, hey, the fuck you mean by that? You better clarify your statement before you leave this room.
After that pissed everybody off so much, it was that if I don't mean nothing and I don't want to start nothing, but if you want to do something, we can do it. Or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the part that I think was pissing people off. It wasn't so
You can't, like you said, you can't walk in somebody's house like, yeah, man, your carpet fucked up. You want to do something about it?
You might say something like that. Right. I think if anybody, it doesn't matter who it is, if somebody came to Atlanta and basically said that they did not respect what Atlanta was doing right now, Yeah. There's some knuckleheads some that goons. Would rush yeah, that yeah, stage yeah, yeah, yeah. in a heartbeat. They would have not let him get off that stage right. alive.
Right. Which period. I'm surprised he even got away with saying it while there.
In New York.
Yeah, I mean, he's performing, he's right there. He said, like, if you got a problem with it, come see me. And there are people in attendance that kind of just let that shit slide. Mm-hmm. Like, New York, if there's one city, I guess Detroit's the same way, but New York is a very, very proud fucking city, dog.
They've lost like, their heart, man.
Yeah, they are very proud.
So again, my question, is there validity to what Trinidad James is speaking?
Of course, there is, but it's just not a matter of, it's not something that he should say. The truth doesn't belong to anybody, but at the same time, you cannot say that and think that it's okay. Yep. You're first of all, wrong messenger.
Yeah, like you said, you right message, wrong right. message.
Right, right, right. Yeah, right.
Right message, exactly. wrong message.
Yep. Exactly. If T.I. or Andre went up there and said something to that effect, I think it would have held a little bit more weight.
Yeah.
But no disrespect to Trinidad, but someone like Trinidad James, who got hot off of one jam, hasn't released a full album yet.
Another mixtape.
And he's supposedly doing an album now.
Which is hotter than
which he says it's everything hotter than
that's in New York right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised how he didn't get 300. You know what I'm saying? Like in 300 when the messenger came to Leonidas, he was talking all crazy and he kicked them inside of that hole.
Oh.
That's what should have happened to Trinidad. I didn't understand how New York, you know what I'm saying?
I don't need this slide.
Yeah, how didn't let that slide like that?
His people got him out of there.
He still played jams after he said that shit. He wasn't rushing off the stage.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, he got out of the city. No, he wasn't rushing off the stage. Which is basically what I was saying. Like, how did he even finish performing?
I agree.
You know, but after he was performed, they rushed his ass. And this is what I read. They rushed his ass backstage, and they locked the doors. And they said they made sure the building was clear before they even brought him out. And they were letting nobody back there.
I believe that.
Yeah, they were letting nobody back there. I think AG the coroner was there. He said that.
Yeah,
because
he was tweeting about
it. Yeah, because he was tweeting like crazy. So maybe I'm thinking like, was he really there? Because he was tweeting like he was like actually there.
Yeah, he said they were not going to let anybody back there to get him.
Wow.
There's just certain things that are over the line. Like Trinidad James, no matter what he says, he has to know that people don't take him seriously. So when it's coming from someone like him, I think it's more of a shot because it's not like you really worked to get where you are. It's not like you really put in this blood, sweat, and tears and grinded. You didn't.
You didn't grind.
You threw out some shit and you got it. So for you to come to another state and you being someone that did not work for what you got, you come to another state and say, you know what?
That created it.
Right. No right. Right. Exactly. The mecca. And you say, my city runs your city musically. You cannot tell me that you didn't think that was an insult. Maybe he just didn't think about what he said before he said
it. And it's how he said it.
That's why he was backtracking.
You know what I'm saying? And it's how he said it. Because
sometimes you got to be politically correct depending on the message or whatever you're trying to say. And I think that he could, even Trinidad himself could have said that in a different way and it wouldn't got the same type of response.
You think he wanted that response?
I think it goes to the facade of artists that like, shit don't matter. I ain't got no worries. You know what I'm saying? I think it goes to artists like Trinidad that like shit, like it don't matter, but it does matter. And I think some artists don't understand that.
You listen to the whole thing, the whole clip?
What am I missing?
Did you listen to the whole clip?
Mm-mm.
Did you listen to the whole clip?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear what
he
was talking about right before he said that? Think about it. Think back. He was talking about Kendrick.
He did say something about Kendrick.
He said a lot about Kendrick. The conversation he started off talking about Kendrick. And he was like, Kendrick been hot. I've been known he was hot. And he dropped that verse, da da da. Then right after that is when he said the shit about Atlanta running New York. So it was almost like he was trying to feed off of that fire that Kendrick's lit and then try to like ride that coattail. And I just don't think it's two completely different things. Kendrick was not necessarily insulting New York.
He has the credentials to be like, if you want to come at me in any way, shape, or form,
lyrically.
I got you. Come at me. Come see me. Mm-hmm. Trinidad doesn't have that same foundation to stand on.
And I think it's two things. Is that kind of going back to what you were saying, Mike? When Trinidad James popped, he pissed off a lot of people.
Yes.
Some people were open about it. Some people were not.
Yep.
So then you come out and you say this, and you, like you said, got a lucky break, what gives you the right to say that in New York?
It's rubbing their face in the shit.
Right. But, you know, but he got a lot of, look, and I'm not saying that Trinidad has that type of credibility, but, you know, a lot of Atlanta artists backed him. So maybe he feels that he does have the city on his back. So it's like, Trinidad, well, shit, I can say
Trinidad
this.
Trinidad is hot.
I understand hot, that.
That's not backing him. He's hot.
No, he's right. There are Atlanta dudes that co-sign Trinidad.
Exactly. James.
From some big artists.
Big yeah. Boy. Big Boy. Big Boy is one of them.
From G.I. Maybe he thought that he could do that. Maybe he was, I agree with Ralph. Maybe he thought, Atlanta's got my back.
Atlanta's got my back. So even if I come out with something that's not all that good, like if all of y'all come at me, maybe Atlanta, you know, will come too.
He got the king of the South in his corner. So maybe he feel like he'd be invincible.
That's also hot. He's hot. You're going to make money off Trinidad.
Is he still hot though, really?
By proxy. He was hot.
He was hot.
I think he did that. I think that's the reason why. I think after All Gold everything, yeah, he was talking to town. He dropped a mixtape that nobody's really talking about. His theme is going down. And now he's in trouble. Now all of a sudden, he wanna create this, you know, buzz saying New York ain't nothing just to get people talking again, and that's what we're doing.
Well, I think it came from a sincere place at the end of the day.
Possibly. But
like we said, it was the right, you know, the message is technically correct. The message is technically correct, but I think the way he delivered that message is kind of incorrect. So you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that.
So what did you guys think about the Maino call?
I didn't listen to that. And agree with Mike, it was funny, but it was like some bitch shit to record it though. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
like,
you
for
don't
real,
do that.
You gonna record the conversation for what?
Hey, look, Mano's a nigga of the street.
Yes, he is.
He's really a dude from the street.
Didn't he smack Young Dro?
He's known.
He smacked Young Dro?
I don't know about that. He smacked somebody.
Yeah.
They call him the Hand of God.
Yeah.
Yes. Y'all don't know this? Like, they say, the Hand of God? The Hand of God is Mano's fucking choke motherfuckers. Like, yoking him up.
He has a rep.
He had a show. What was it called? The Life of Some White Guy.
It was on MTV.
Yes.
I saw
it. And he followed Mano around and he said something slick. Yes. Now this is on MTV and this is the dude's show.
Mano fucking chokeslammed him.
Like, Mano's not that dude to fuck with. Yeah, I really genuinely feel like if Mano saw Trinidad, it would be a wrap.
What he said, he go clean his teeth before he beat his ass. I'm gonna brush your teeth first before I whoop your ass.
So Trinidad, you know, still talking tough. Maybe he didn't know Mano's
on the phone
pedigree. I don't know. No, on Instagram, he did something on Instagram. You know,
I don't think Mano could just come in Riverdale and just choke up no Trinidad.
I bet he could
though. I don't know, I bet he could
because I don't think Atlanta would back that up.
Mano can go to an Atlanta show and maybe do that to Trinidad, but he not going to the hood and doing
it. Nah,
Trinidad, talking about Clayton County here.
Yeah.
Hood hanging out. No. Is that where you gotta find your neighborhood?
Well, I don't know. I don't know nowadays. I don't know if he done moved on up to the suburbs just yet. But I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, regardless, I don't think that was a wise thing for Trinidad.
I don't think trying to act a little bit tough
with someone like Mano is a wise thing.
Which I don't think he was trying to act tough with him, though, was he?
I thought he was at first.
Because he was just like, you got my number, dog. Just call me.
Just call me.
Like, why you putting this shit on Twitter? And the man was like, I ain't gotta call you, motherfucker.
You should call me.
But then he called him anyway.
And that's where you recorded the conversation.
Because they linked up and said, yeah, we can talk about it. And they talked about it, recorded it. And
it ain't about me. It's bigger than me, man. It's about New York City. Right. You need to apologize to my city. And Trinidad said, the video's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the video comes out, and it's not really an apology.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was an apology, non-apology.
So what? You were trying to, like, back down in the video, on the phone call. But then the video comes out and it's not really an apology?
Phone call.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he said, I'm not apologizing. He said, I'm not apologizing. But then he went on to say that he loved New York.
Well, why should he apologize if he felt like that wasn't what he was trying to say?
Because he got to eat. You know, he goes to New York. He make money in New York. You know,
But again, he should apologize because there's some truth to it.
It doesn't matter. I think he now understands that it was not his truth to say.
Yeah. Right.
Granted, New York artists don't support other New York artists, but that is not an Atlanta MC's responsibility to come in there and say that.
But at the same time, should he have to apologize for it even though there was truth there? That's all I'm saying.
He shouldn't have to, but if he understands that he offended somebody because he insulted their house, then yes. He should apologize. If I say something to you, even though I don't mean it offensive, you felt some kind of way about it. You were really upset. I'm gonna say, Ralph, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
Okay, so should Trinidad have a public apology or apology to those people that feel some type of way?
He should. Well, he can't call every single motherfucker.
Nah, he's gonna have to put out a public apology. You know, basically clearing up what he was trying to say. The fact of the matter is this. You know. Who's gonna want to? They can really shut him out. Like
they could.
You know what I'm saying?
But my thing
so
is,
yeah,
this,
he should
apologize. But the numbers, support what he said.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't
Ralph.
Matter. That's not the point.
Doesn't matter,
it's
man.
It's not his job to say it.
This business is all about politics. Yeah. You go in and you offend New York, like everybody said, the Mecca. They be like, yeah, nah, we're not working with him anymore.
Yeah, they can shut him
anymore.
Out.
He's done. About,
there'd be no music for him to make if it was not for New York. So what makes you think that it's okay for you to go to New York and just basically say that my city runs your city? It doesn't matter if that's correct. That's not your house. You can't walk into somebody else's house and say shit about their house. It's disrespectful. If you had that big of an issue, talk to the artists themselves. But basically what he did was he went to your house party and insulted your house in front of your entire group of friends. When he could have just pulled you to the side and like, said, man, your bathroom dirty.
Well, it wasn't just the artist. He was trying to reach the radio, too.
He could have contacted the radio stations. He didn't say that shit on when he was on Breakfast Club or Hot 97.
Well, he don't feel like the radio stations up there like him anyway, though.
That's
but they were playing his music. They interview him.
They play his music because they have
there.
To.
Because they played his music because he was hot. Right, like you said, because he was there. And that was kind of part of his gripe. He was like, you guys have all of these dope artists, but you're not playing them on the radio. Well, guess what, Trinidad James? That argument has been had by other people before. There's reasons behind that. You cannot be the champion for that.
Exactly.
Like, nobody's going to follow you. You can't lead that march.
Right.
Nope.
Not from the 80s.
And no offense, yeah,
Trinidad
James.
He can say that, but he just can't say it in New York.
No, he can't say it the way he said it. And it was respectful to say that shit on a New York stage. If he was in Atlanta and he said that, I feel like that would still be a bit disrespectful because there's no reason for him to say that.
So he can't just say it. I mean, that's how he feels. He just can't say it.
He can't.
I get you. I'm with you on the whole New York thing, coming in somebody's house and saying it. But if you feel some type of way, I mean, why can't you just say it?
I'm not saying you can't.
I'm saying that the numbers support him too.
You know. All right, man. We get that, bro. Let it go, man. Let it go.
He can say it, bro. Yes.
Like freedom of speech is not freedom of responsibility. If you want to pop off, don't get surprised when someone pops you in the mouth. If you want to run your mouth, expect to get popped in it.
So if
there's no reason for him to say it. That's the whole point. You're eating off of this fact. So why would you even speak on it? I know you have New York friends and you think it's fucked up, but that's not your place and you have no reason.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, just like you said, Mike, he should be happy.
Right.
He should be happy they're playing Atlanta music.
Yeah.
Because at one point, they were not playing Atlanta music
at all.
So he should be like, hell yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. Thank you, New York. Thank you. I love New York.
I love New York.
My favorite city in the whole world.
But that's not what he wanted to do, though, obviously.
Wanted to spark controversy.
He wanted to spark controversy because his steam was running out, man. That's what I think.
I think it came from a sincere place, but
I think his steam was running out, dog. And he needed people to talk about it again.
Nah, it's bigger than that.
So too,
yeah.
because
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'm not saying that he. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, like, how B's talking about, like his buzz is dying. Come on, let's be honest. Since All Gold Everything, he hasn't had anything. He dropped a whole project that nobody's really talking about. You haven't had another radio jam since. But you gotta do something.
It could come from a sincere place. I feel right in that. It could have come from a sincere place. At the same time, he should have thought twice before it started popping off at the mouth.
But I don't think it came off sincerely either, though. That's the thing. I think the idea.
It didn't. That was the problem.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It came off sincere. Yeah. Like, he really believed that. If it didn't come off sincere, I don't think anybody would have cared.
Exactly.
Like, he was like up there, Atlanta or New York.
Yeah. Or if he was drunk.
Or if he was drunk.
You know what I'm saying? He was just talking out his ass. But nah, he was clearly, like, feeling some type of way about it.
Like, man. Which I don't know. Why let me come step to me then? Right? That was the thing. It's like, why are you saying that on a New York stage? Like, you don't think these dudes will touch you? Why you
and this is New York at the end of the day.
Right. You got bodyguards, sure, but come on, man.
There's some street dudes in New York that we all know about. Like, you know, and there's a lot of industry in New York that will touch you when you come back over there, bro.
You said it came to Kansas City.
So is he done?
is he done going?
It, like, not yet. Is this the end of Trinidad James?
He got a couple more years.
He's not done over this. This ain't gonna ruin his career.
Nah, it's not gonna ruin.
So New York's not gonna shut him out.
I think people gonna check his music now that he said this. Okay.